On Midwest Week, a new chapter in the latest big political scandal in Illinois. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tony Arnold, reporter for WBEZ, Chicago Public Radio. To start with, Tony, remind us, why is there an investigation of ComEd in the first place?
Well, we don't exactly know how this federal investigation got started, but we know that the why they're investigating ComEd is because of the electricity utilities lobbying practices in Illinois. A year ago, my colleagues first put out the idea out there that ComEd lobbyists were being raided by the FBI, and soon afterward, ComEd's parent company named Exelon disclosed to investors that, in fact, they had received a subpoena about their state lobbying practices. And within the last week here, we got a whole lot more details as to why it is that they were looking at that, which is that they were offering jobs and contracts to benefit, to get legislation that they wanted passed out of Springfield. And most of those jobs and contracts were to friends or associates of Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan.
Now, has Mike Madigan been named specifically in any way, or we're still just sort of thinking it might be him?
Well, he has not been named, and he's not been charged, and Madigan denies any kind of wrongdoing or wrong-headed motives behind any kind of legislation that may have passed the House of Representatives. That said, and while he has not been named, the statement that was part of what was released on Friday from federal prosecutors and ComEd makes absolutely clear, with no doubt at all, as to who public official A is that they refer to in their document. And they do that by saying that it's the Illinois House Speaker. They make it very clear. So while they don't name Michael Madigan, there's only one Illinois House Speaker, and that's Madigan.
Okay, so Tony, how is this different from people in high places doing favors for each other, like recommending someone for a job or contributing to a campaign? How has this become bribery or whatever they're charging people with?
Well, that's a good question. I think Madigan, if he tells you, if you were to talk to him or if he were to answer questions from the press, might say something like that. Like, why is it illegal to offer someone a job? That's on the one hand. On the other hand, what you have here is a company in ComEd, which is it's a gigantic company. It has a parent company, Exelon, that has all sorts of power and responsibilities around the state when it comes to providing electricity and power. And what they're admitting to here is bribery. And to the tune of, they have to now pay a fine of $200 million, which is thought to be a record for a case like this in Chicago. And not only that, but they have to change their practices for how they lobby, how they hand out jobs. And what they're saying here is that they gave out jobs from the board of directors all the way down to meter readers to curry favor with Madigan to get the legislation passed that they wanted. It was a long campaign. So on the one hand, you probably have someone like Madigan saying it's not illegal to give out a job or to ask someone to hire someone. On the other hand, you have ComEd saying that this does amount to something illicit. When you read the statement that ComEd put out with the federal prosecutors, this doesn't quite touch Madigan in that there are quotes in there and there are people acting on Madigan's behalf. But what they don't detail is anything where Madigan is the one directing someone to act in this way. They don't have Madigan quoted in there anywhere. They have his associates, but not the speaker himself. And I think that's a big, important distinction to make when we're talking about this.
So is it possible that some of the associates might be charged, go to court, go to prison, or that's far off at this point?
I don't know the timeline. The U.S. attorney, the federal prosecutor in Chicago, talked to reporters about this, and all that he would say is that it's ongoing. The investigation is ongoing. He would not detail about where this is going, the timeline, or even the level of cooperation or no cooperation that he's experiencing, that the U.S. Attorney's Office is experiencing in this investigation when they try to talk to Madigan associates. We did catch up with someone who's very close to Madigan and involved in this, and he said that he was asked to cooperate, but that he would be betraying himself if he were to do that.
Something else that's interesting about all this, Tony, is that the company, ComEd, was charged and made that admission, but no one specifically. Why is that?
Yeah, this is what's referred to as a deferred prosecution agreement that was entered into. And what that is it tends to be used for big companies like this that admit to wrongdoing. Another example of this being used is Chipotle. When their food was getting people sick, they entered into a deferred prosecution agreement to right the wrongs and change their practices to make sure that their food weren't making people sick. Maybe that's a better way to think about what ComEd entered into than something like providing electricity or asking for legislation in return for jobs. But that said, ComEd went through a lot of upheaval in the out of its executives and top lobbyists. Those people left the company last year, and I think it's to be seen whether they escaped all of this without any kind of charges. I got a statement from the former CEO, her name is Anne Pramajor, and she was pretty defiant in her statement once ComEd admitted to this on last week, saying that she did nothing wrong. So I think there might be more to come about individuals working within the company.
Yeah, it just seems that if the company is going to admit to it, the U.S. attorney must have had something pretty compelling on someone to have done something there, and not just, you know, sort of the company in some way or other.
You would think so, but, you know, I don't really know how the feds entertain these ideas about what they do when they do it. And so I think, you know, like I said, several executives at ComEd have left the company over the last year as this investigation has grown, and I think that there's going to be more to come on that.
Okay, so Tony, all this stuff, what's been the reaction so far by anyone in high places? Are they writing Mike Madigan's political obituary already, or are they holding back on that?
Well, there's been a lot of comments about how if these are true, then Madigan needs to resign. Again, Madigan denies any wrongdoing, so it doesn't seem to me like he's in any kind of rush to resign, either being the House Speaker in Springfield or the chairman of the Democratic Party of Illinois. So I think we'll see how that goes. But for now, there have been a handful of Democrats who have said if these are true, then he needs to resign. There are certainly plenty of Republicans that you might expect to say that he needs to resign no matter what. But it doesn't seem like Madigan's in any kind of rush to appease those calling for his resignation right now.
And one of the groups I thought that was interesting that was talking about possible resignation was some African-American state legislators.
There are a couple House Democrats in particular, and I think it's a little different to hear about someone calling for someone within their own party to resign, as opposed to a Republican calling for a Democrat to resign. And so what you've seen here is, I have a statement here from about a dozen Illinois House Democrats saying that the Speaker of the House, the person that they voted for to be Speaker of the House in this session right now, should step down if these are true. Whether these calls grow or not, they seem to be simmering right now, and I haven't seen any more significant ones come out in the last couple days now. This might be kind of the culmination of that call for now. But like I said, if there is more to come out of the federal prosecutor's office in Chicago, we might hear those calls to resign grow among people who have been so far silent.